as far as the abyss being full of great descending columns of fire, neither its extent or magnitude could I see, nor could I conjecture. Then I said, how fearful is the place, and how terrible to look upon. Then Uriel answered me, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, Enoch, why hast thou such fear and affright? And I answered, because of this fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, this place is the prison of the angels, and here they will be in prison forever. When the world and then I went to another place, and found a hard rock, and there was in it a hollow place, deep, wide, and very smooth. I knew that a hollow place, deep, dark, look at me. Then Raphael answered, one of the Lord's angels, that it was the hollow place that had been created for this very purpose, that the spirits and the souls of the dead should assemble therein. Yea, that all the souls of the children of men should assemble here. And these places that the saints would keep them till the day of their judgment, until their appointed period, till the period appointed, you know, love till the great judgment upon them. I saw the spirit of a dead snake stoop, and his voice went forth to heaven and made him. And Raphael, the angel, and I said unto him, this spirit, make it stoop. Who is it? And his voice going forth, make it stoop from heaven. And he answered me, saying, this is the spirit which went forth from Abel, his brother, he is asleep. And he makes it stoop against him, until his seed is destroyed from the face. And I asked darkness, and regarding all the hollow places, why is one separated from the other? And he answered me and said unto me, these three have been made that the spirits of the dead might be separated, and such a distinction has been made for the spirits of the righteous, in which there is a bright spring of water. And such has been made for the sinners that they fall on their face. And judgment has not been executed on them in their life. We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let God give it. The great day of judgment and punishment. And the purpose of the day is for their muscles and retribution for their spirit. We'll save our lives. Jesus, we make a better day. Just you and me. We are drowning out. And there's no hope at all. For the secret of the I saw a burning fire which ran without resting, and paused not from its course day or night, but ran regularly. And I asked, saying, what is this which rests from?
It's good to know.
articulated by the inaudible language of the heart, such as the moment I am presently experiencing. I experience this high and joyous moment, not for myself alone, but for those devotees of nonviolence who have moved so courageously against the ramparts of racial injustice, and who in the process have acquired a new estimate of their own human worth. Many of them are young and cultured. Others are middle-aged and middle-class. The majority are poor and untutored. But they are all united in the quiet conviction that it is better to suffer in dignity than accept segregation in humiliation. They are the real heroes of the freedom struggle. They are the noble people for whom I'd accept the Nobel Peace Prize. I would like to say also that it is a happy experience to know that so many friends who have worked closely with me over the last few years in this struggle were willing to go into their pocketbooks and their means and their humble financial situations to come to Oslo to be a part of this experience. And naturally, it is a great pleasure and privilege to have my devoted wife, my mother and father, my sister and brother, among the many other friends, my close associate, the one who has been the dearest friend to me in this struggle, Ralph David Abernathy. I would also like to say just a word about the many courtesies extended by the Norwegian people.
That was Dr. Martin Luther King, the receiver Nobel Peace Prize for Peace. But tonight, I want to share something to you tonight. The angel of this month and the month of September is Uriel. The angel of October is Babiel, B-A-R-B-I-E-L. This is the angel. And along with Michael, they control the universe about now. I got some things I want to say before I begin to tell you. This tonight is Crossroads Answers. I want to thank Brother Jerry for your seed and our revival. And some of you haven't got a seed in to our ministry. I want you to see to our revival. Our revival was great. If you don't know, I told you every night in the revival, I told you what to get, what to go get, what to use, and how to use it. Even on Saturday night, the healing, divine healing, come from God. And we did, we told you what you need to do. And I want to thank you for that, but the revival was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it was online. I'm giving you right now letters and stuff calling how they've been blessed, how they've been healed, how the word opened them up. I want to say this tonight. We're in a situation this year where the devil, evil spirits are running wild. Dope, drugs, mass murder, that's the spirit. Well, Abaddon, that's the spirit of Abaddon, the demon. But before I go there, I want to say some things to you tonight. Get your pencil and paper out. I want you to read Exodus 23:20. God is sending an angel. Sometimes the angel is your ancestor. And I'm going to talk about your ancestor tonight. And, you know, I was talking to Sister Betty. You know, we was talking. I was telling her, this lady got a message for me to give to somebody. And I think he don't want me to give a message to him. And, you know, when the spirit realm, this is crossing over with the ancestors, I should say. When I say crossing over, now, if you got a problem talking to dead folks, I'm talking to people that's been crossed over, the ancestors. I'm listening to what they're saying. A month ago, they told me that Florida would have a hurricane back to back, and people would leave the coast and come inland. Them that don't would die. Right now, we're standing at 100 and something already dead. Now, I'm going to say this. You might need to do a research. Florida been under a curse. Let me say that again. Some of these southern towns are under a demonic curse, a divine curse from God, because how they treat the Native Americans, how they treated black, how they treated Indians, how they killed and murdered. Now, and I think I was talking to Vice Star earlier this morning, we talked about mass murder, and we talked about generational curses and generation evil. It got to be cleaned up. Now, what I'm saying, down in Florida, everybody want to go to Florida. But do you know the story about Florida, that all the Native American was killed, murdered? You know, well, I didn't know nothing about it. You don't know nothing about it, but the storms and the flood is telling you about it. People got million-dollar homes down there. Rolls Royce and Mercedes Benz, the water coming took it. It got a whole island, the water took it. The curse, y'all ain't listen to me. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And what I'm saying to you, you're so religious, so Christian, you forgot that the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, whatever you do is coming back. And the ancestor told me that the hurricane is coming back to back. So once they get rid of this one, another coming. It's going to hit the Gulf, right down in New Orleans, all down there. It's going to hit Texas and some part of Mexico. That's the ancestors said. I have to go by what they're saying. Now, what I'm telling you, okay, it hit North Carolina, South Carolina. North Carolina, people used to go get slaves from Africa when they drop them off, Jerry. They drop them off in North Carolina, South Carolina, and they came to Richmond, Virginia, and sell them on the chopping block. So the slave owners, all the 100 blacks, just come from Africa. They had to walk from Virginia all the way to Mississippi. They had to walk all the way from Virginia all the way to Arkansas, to Louisiana. Mississippi known for cotton. Louisiana known for sugarcane. Virginia is known for tobacco. Okay. So all these southern states were made rich by black folks, our ancestors. Y'all don't want to listen to that. Oh, that's a long time ago. My grandma used to say, it's coming up again. The flood, it's coming up again. America got blood on his hands. When I talk about the lynching of black folks and killing in Mississippi, in Alabama, down in Louisiana, the blood. All over the United States is blood. You name the state, I can tell you the murder that went on. And we know. And I have to talk about this because I say, let me ring my bell, the ancestors. Now, I'm gonna go to the spirit realm for the ancestors, cause when I go to the spirit realm, it talks and tells me what's going on. Tonight, I feel so much energy, and I see so much of death, and some of the death is a curse, or generation of curses, and evil that's been done so long, and it's catching up, okay? And when I say catching up, it's happening now. And we don't, some of us say, well, I wasn't born. No, you wasn't born. But the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, God is dropping his hammer down on all this evil. Rich, the rich getting richer and the poor getting poor. We got a black America and a white America. We got poor people that can't eat, sleeping under the bridges. That ain't your fault. It's whoever took this country have ripped off the people, politicians. You know it's wrong, but in Mississippi and Arkansas, for the government to sell guns, that's what they do in war. That's wrong. That's to happen. We know that's wrong for that to happen. So one of the things tonight, when we cross over, when I have an ancestor, maybe let me tell you here. Maybe you might not understand. It's a book in the Bible that King James didn't put in there. The Book of Enoch. It tells you about the generation curses and tells you about what's been going on. And tells you how it's been happening and been going on for a minute. Show have it's been telling you going on for a minute of what's been happening. So that generational curse is going on. And it tells you about that generational curse. So what I'm telling you tonight, it ain't no accident what happened in Florida. It's no accident. If all the Native Americans in Florida that was killed and murdered, ain't nobody said nothing about it. You couldn't read it in a book because they didn't put it in the history book. You had to hear from ancestors. You had to hear or dream it of people that was murdered, killed, women and children, right there in Florida. I want to go to Florida, get a house in Florida. It's not good to fool Mother Nature. It's not good to take territory that don't belong to you because it's coming up again. And 2023 is coming up again. We just got out of men, and it said men would be destroyed. How you think this virus came? It was concocted over in China in a laboratory. But ain't nobody never told you that. So you said, well, I got the corona, I got that virus, and I don't know if it's in the air. Yeah, when you mess up things, people die. There's more people died under Trump administration and nobody saying nothing. You know, Nancy, you ain't saying nothing. But the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Tonight, this is called old ancestors, and I'm going to get to that. I want to tell you, those that are looking for a breakthrough, Exodus 23:20, Exodus 14:14, and I want to see those that are trying to get in business. I was telling the young lady that it's business for you. You ain't got to bow down to nobody. You just let go and let God. You know, everybody, it's a bad thing. How come it's bad? How come man ain't repented and told what happened to all the Native Americans that was killed right there in Florida? Why not tell that the slave ship that came from Africa landed right there, Virginia, and landed right there in Raleigh, North Carolina, down there in North Carolina, South Carolina. That's where they landed at. And they took them and sold them. All that stuff can come up. The earth is revealing the truth. And when the earth reveals the truth, the water takes back the land. those places that you can't build nothing on the places again, because that stuff coming back, and you can't build nothing on that land, because the water, you can call it global warming, it's the water bringing out the truth. It's, there's a cleansing going on. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God. I want you to get ready tonight. I want to share something with you. Now, okay, let me see. Young lady called me and asked me would I cross over. Okay. Now, when I go in the spirit world, as I'm in the spirit world, I invoke the spirit of Michael. Michael, holy Michael, holy Raphael, holy Gabriel. These are the holy angels that is directly with God. Michael is the angel that keeps people back. Gabriel is over the graveyard. Can't nobody get out of the graveyard without they go to Gabriel. So when Jesus said, Jesus, if you hadn't been here, our brother wouldn't have died. That was Mary Martha said. Jesus, where he at? He's in the tomb and been dead for 3 days. And Jesus could have said, come forth to everybody. He said, Lazarus, come forth. When Jesus said that, let me help you out, Gabriel had to let him go because he couldn't go out. I got to go through Gabriel. Michael was there in the cemetery. Could nobody else come to who Jesus called? He said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus was dead, graveyard dead. Some of your spirits are dead and some of your graveyard dead. And some of you don't believe nothing because you're so caught up in Christianity, caught up in Buddhism, caught up in Islam. And you won't be a spiritual man, won't be a spiritual man. God heals. Huh? But you ain't caught him late. You looking at what? I'm going to the doctor. Most times, doctor give you bad news. And if you listen to the doctor, you go to God. God will give you a new heart. He'll give you a new lung, new liver. But you got to repent. What's wrong with America? It won't repent what it did to the Native American. It won't repent to the mass murder of the Indians and brought them out of South Dakota. Brought them out of Denver, brought them out of, and brought them to Florida. And they died and went to prison there. See what I'm saying? Stolen land. You stole something that wasn't none of yours. And you say it's mine. But God said different. I'm going to leave that alone. Like you kind of said. But I just wanted to say that so some of you don't understand. Now, I want to say this before I get to prophesy to you. In the Bible, it talks about fallen angels. It talks about giants. It's about angels sleeping with humans. And out of that relationship came giants. And the giants, they began to kill each other. Because it was cursed. Angels don't supposed to go with no human. Out of that, out of the angels going with the humans, giants had sex with humans. They made evil people. So some of the evil people are still on earth. I say our ancestors tonight. I want to tell you, Sarah. I got your text here. And you said, Bishop, I want to know, I'm going to read what you said. I want to know if I'm doing the right thing that my parents want me to do. Sarah, your mother and your father standing here, Sarah said. And they want you to fix the property up, and you stay over it because it's their property. And if some of your family members, they are caught up on alcohol and drugs, some of those young men, they say they want you to continue over everything. I said, so she wanted to do that. Now, I want to tell you, if you got a question, if you got a question from the spirit world, I'll tell you what happened. I want to tell you, Mary Hawk and I see you on. I want to cross over with you tonight. Bertha told me to tell you that she wants you to be more active with the family and want you to begin your business venture. Stop waiting. And she told me to give you a scripture might motivate you. Psalms 93:71. I got your line on me. Do you want to ask your mother something? I feel your
no.
mother and your grandmother, huh? What you say?
No.
Okay.
Whatever you got
do you understand what you're saying about you go into business?
Yeah.
You understand that? She said it's time for you to, you've been laid off long enough, it's time for you to get busy. Can I tell you this and you understand that a death of a woman that she's telling me about, and this is an older woman, and she's talking to me now, and she wants you to get busy on, don't let nothing upset you. She said, you already know who this is, so it ain't a surprise to you. But your prayer is letting them have you alone. That's what happened with that. Wilma, thank you, Chance. Wilma, I want to tell you, I'm picking up, Wilma, I'm picking up a man named George and a woman that I'm picking up named Shirley, and they call her Mom. They in the spirit realm, and they is saying to you that they want you to continue teaching school. You won't retire, but they want you to continue teach. And this will be your last year. You could do some things on the farm. Okay. There's somebody around you coming out of prison, but they in prison because they wouldn't obey you. That got to be your son. But they said, he'll be all right once you get out, I say. Now, I'm in the spirit realm tonight. I want to tell you that Bob, when I see you walking back and forth, and you said you can't rest, and you want to know why this happened to you, it's because you didn't obey your grandmother and your mother when they told you to leave the drugs and alcohol alone. That's why your marriage is broke up. Your mother saying you just got to leave that alone because you got out of that in time because it was a policy broke for you. But when you your alcohol and your drugs broke you up from them. Okay. And your uncle Moses, he's kind of fussing at you because he told you before he crossed over to get with that family. And you lost land and stuff was sold. Okay. Now you got to start from scratch. That's your Uncle Moses saying that, I say. Right. I'm in the spirit realm now. Pearl, I see you talking to Deborah. And you told me to tell your husband that the spell got in the spirit world because it was a policy on him for him to get killed, but it didn't hold up. So I want to tell you, you tell your husband that all of that witchcraft that was put on him, I'm talking to Pearl walking back and forth. And she said, tell Chris to get somewhere and sit down and shut up. And the best somebody she got is you and her. Okay? And, okay. There's a healing coming through. And she's telling your daughter, don't burn her life up with so many jobs. Because she don't need that. So stop being so mean. And, okay, what else she said? Bishop, tell Ashley to get someone to sit down and listen. Stop being mean. And stop hiding stuff from your mama and your family. Okay. And I want Chris to know this. I told Chris while I crossed over that boy gonna die in his boots. Bishop, he died in his boots with his boots on. I told her that. And when I got in the studio, I got busy. And I broke the curse that was put on her. I say. Stop fighting your daddy. He all you got. Yes, I'll leave that one. Oh, I'm going right now to you, Barbara. I see where you and Wayne together. Barbara and Wayne, what do you have to say to your family? I hear what you're saying. Kill them. You're talking about kill them. And you want kill them to see about the property in Mississippi. What time are you talking about? Bishop, I want to look in Vaughn. The paperwork got to be filled out because somebody's trying to get it out under you. Thank you. Ned, look at the paperwork. Ned, I'm picking up. Right now, Ned, I see Cat and I see Des. And Des says some things got to be changed and open up some doors and got to slow down in your household. Call me, Ned. I'm going to tell you what Des told me to tell you. I say. I'm in the spirit realm. I'm not going to leave that alone, but if anybody else want to know something, you better hit the press or the hand up. I want to tell you, Clams, that your son and daughter are fighting each other about the land, and the land belongs to both of them, but their spouses is keeping them apart. I want him to know his wife don't like his sister, and her husband don't like you. So it's a thing that y'all have to come together and make decisions and don't sell nothing. But one want to sell and one don't want to sell. You're going to be a millionaire if you just wait. God got a blessing for some of you, but you won't listen, I say. So you get caught up. Thank you, Dan. I I see another hand up. Rav, I'm looking at you, and you want to know about the accident. All I can say, Rav, they ain't coming to me strong. They're just waving. They ain't ready to reveal to you what really happened in the accident. I say. Thank you. But they come to visit you. I want to say to you tonight, 3547, I see a breakthrough coming. And this breakthrough going to open up a financial door for you. And you'll be able to do what you need to do. I'm saying, unless your father or this man sitting in the chair. And as he stands, he looks stronger and looks taller and saying, all is where I'm all right. I want somebody in your family, daughter, see about their ear. I don't know if they got an ear infection or something with their ear. So he's telling me to tell you to check out and see. Is the ear infection or something about, the right ear of somebody to be the kid. So check that out. That's kind of good. I want to ask you about what's going on. In time, they should tell her in time. Don't have no animosity. Leave it alone. When it takes place, they can't point a finger at her because it's coming back real strong. And he said, you can buy houses and cars wrecked, houses burned down, or the water wash them away. I'm looking right now, and I'm in Florida. There's so many people, and I see, I'm looking at Native American people in the street just walking the water, looking. I feel so strong. I can feel that just cut it with a knife so strong. I want you, Johnny May, to slow down. And I want to say to you, as you come and you say, what happened with the kids on the way to school? They was drinking and getting high, not obeying. And Clara, in the spirit realm, wants you to know, mother, and Clara is your mother, that they wasn't obeying. They were told not to do no drinking. When they got together, this explosion happened, marine accident. They all got killed. Thank you, Cassidy. I don't know where that at, but she gave me a clear picture. I say. When you cross over, I invoke the spirit of Archangel Michael to protect those spirits. Gabriel, who can let them come, and Raphael, who can help them heal what needs to be healed. Thank you, Pastor. I'm looking tonight. As I look tonight in the spirit realm, he's showing me a door open and a door closing. Thank you, Pastor. Now, if you've got a question you want to ask somebody in the spirit, well, you need to ask me now while I'm in the spirit. Well, I'm in the presence of Raphael. That's you can get your healing. I'm in the presence of Gabriel, who can resurrect things. And I'm in the spirit of Michael, the holy angels, that and there Metatron come to hold everything together. These are the angels that come. And as these angels come, they come to together where it might work. So I want you to get ready tonight. 5350. If you want something, press 1. You want to know something. I'm going to tell you this before you call me. Now, I want to tell you this. Somebody, they come back and forth, not to hurt you, but they want you to know what's going on. Thank you. The lady with the backup, that'd be your great-great-grandmother, the lady with the snuff, got to be your mother spirit. And she telling me everything gonna be all right and let me know that there's a death done happen. There's one gonna happen. This gonna happen in Arkansas. And she did that piece of paper that you got. It all twisted and messed it up. It was to trick you, but she said it couldn't trick you. Now she's telling me this, thank you, Chancellor. Everything that you said about that money, it's already been got, and it's going to come out this month or next month. You'll find out, okay? Because somebody going to jail, and they in your family tree, you know, and they trying to cover it. They don't want you to know it, but they say you gonna know it, okay? Now, I'm looking. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm looking at young lady dressed up, and she said, "Don't worry about that, man." She said, "Don't worry about that, sir. When you can't tell people that, she said, you got to leave alone. Because your mama said that it's all going to come out. And you'd be able to say, I told you so. Like that. That's what happened. That's why I'm quick, fast, and in a hurry. Thank you, Counselor. Monique, I'm calling on you tonight. I pick you up, Monique. Give me a word that I can give some people in your spirit. Give me a word that I can give in your spirit. And when I see a lady sweeping things up, and as she sweeps with this room, she said, thing gonna be in divine order. I said, I want my son to know, and my mother, that all is in divine order. And things gonna come out. But I want my auntie, and I want my family members, just hold tight. It haven't reached the level that I want where I can visit like I ought to. But thank you, Chancellor. I tell a person, thank you, Chancellor. I want to tell you all is well. Now, is a healing taking place. When that healing taking place, is a deliverance taking place at the same time. I share. And when that healing takes place at the same time, that yoke being broke. Now, I want to say this. Thank you. Now, this is what I want to say to you tonight. God, I want to say this to you. Reason you can't get healed, some of you, you're not walking in faith. So when you walk in faith, God do what he's supposed to do. But some of you is not walking in faith. You have to walk in faith. And when you walk in faith, God can do something for you quick, fast, and in early. And when God do it, can't nobody take mine. I want to share this with you tonight. If you got a need, go to my website. GovCAMAM.com. Now, if you got somebody you want to share with, give them this number, 515-605-9890. Come on every night from 10, from about 9 to 10. And each subject, that Dr. King movement, crossing over the ancestors tonight. Tonight, I've been very busy because the moon is wasting away. I feel somebody getting healed from cancer in the liver, and somebody in breast cancer is getting healed. And when you can't get healed, you won't claim God all the way. When you don't claim God, because like I was talking to Brother White earlier, we was talking about if you got the blood of Jesus in you, I mean, you got the blood to heal cancer, high blood, sugar, whatever it is. But you can't heal it if you in a cursed situation. If you're in a situation where you won't speak out about what's going on. Corey, I hear from your mother tell you to slow down with that crowd you're around and get ready for a blessing for you. She wants you to help your father more and don't stray off. Thank you, Pam. Yeah. And thank you. I'm looking at Cora. She's telling me about Cora. Yeah, Cora, stop spending lots of money. Okay, stop, okay, thank you. Okay. I'm seeing, okay, I'll leave that alone. I'll tell him personally on this one. She's something she told me. She said, I want you, well, what, to see about that house and see about it and come up and see about it. Because something that if it had been done right, you wouldn't have to do what you had to do. So you need to look some people in the face and call them and tell them what's what. Okay? Thank you. And it's something you asked to do. That's going to work out for you. And that will, the invention, it's gonna go because let me tell you what had to happen. It had to go through this. People had to see what's happening with this one desirous. Desirous ain't gone, people. Y'all think it's gone? It ain't gone yet. Oh, it's gone. No, it's not gone. So I'm letting you know that it's not gone. And this is the day of atonement. Atonement is used in atonement. It means you ask God forgiveness and ask God to give you a lease on life. Now, the thing that happened with Enoch was so powerful, they wouldn't even put it in the Bible. Here's a book called, look up the book of Enoch and read it. It tells you God's judgment on the angels. God's judgment always, some of the stuff happening now, judgment of God for them that been decades of evil. Okay? I don't care how much money you got, who you know, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. You can't run from God. Your arms are too short. The box of God. God is the healer. The blood of the righteous is at the altar. You might say, well, I don't know nothing about it. You ain't got to know nothing about it. The wind know. The storm, the floods know. This flood ain't just happening. These things ain't just happening. God is the lady told me, I'm going out and pray. Can I stop it? No, you can't stop no storm. You know why you can't stop it? Because it's preordained. Them that do evil is the wages of sin is death. the gift of God, he tells me, no, you can't, because God and the angel has already predestined what to happen. So God, I'm going to go out there and stop it. How can you stop people to kill thousands of people, murder them, bury them? And Mother Nature, the God of the wind, the God of the water, got to act. And I can't stop it, and you can't stop it, because you ain't got the power to stop it. And ain't no preacher can stop it. This is preordained by the will of the Spirit of the Almighty God. But you do have the Spirit to hook up with God and get healed. He can give you a new heart. He can give you a new lung, new liver. And the lady said she had breast cancer. She said she's scared. I said, don't be scared. Read that scripture, lay that Bible on it, and let God do his work. But God can't do his work if you ain't got no faith. God can't do his work if you ain't made up your mind that you're going to let God in. As a young man came to me, and he said, Bishop, he said, I got a disease, and I'm all shook up. He said, but in my sickness, God gave me a testimony in a song. So the testimony God gave me stripped me. And I've been going to every church singing the song. I was in Monroe. I was in Fairview, Louisiana. He came to Fairview, Louisiana. I was in Baton Rouge. He turned the church out in Baton Rouge. He got to Monroe, Louisiana. Pastor was the angel of that house. And he sung this song. And I got to play it because I think it might help somebody tonight. I help somebody because some of you still complaining about what's going on with you, okay? And you won't let God do what he's supposed to do. You got to let go and let God. And when you let God, things gonna work out quick, fast, in a hurry. It's gonna work out. Just go out for you tonight. I'm saying I'm sick, so I'm well. Cause the blood of Jesus running my veins. Let go and let God. There's something about God doing something in your life tonight. Some of the bishop, I don't know what God's going to do in my life. God can do something special in your life. He can't do nothing because you got to get out the way. Put yourself out the way. Put friends out the way. Put your grandchildren out the way. Put your son, daughter out the way. See, what I like about in the Bible, I'm going to share it with you tonight. I want you to listen. And we were talking about the willing invention. We're talking about never fail. God never forget what he said he's going to do. Now, some of you, well, I got a new house, a new car, money in the bank. Don't mean nothing. Look what happened to Florida. Look what happened over in China. Well, I want to share this with you. Sometimes you got to understand what God's going to do for you and understand what you're going to do. In the Bible, and I'm going to share this with you tonight. The book of Enoch, I want you to listen to that because it's going to wake you up to something. You can't find it in the King James Version. They wouldn't put this in the Bible because it's telling so much truth.
Chapter 72. The book of the courses of the luminaries of the heaven. the relations of each according to their classes, their dominion, and their seasons, according to their names and places of origin, and according to their months, which Uriel, the holy angel who was with me, who is their guide, showed me. And he showed me all their laws, exactly as they are, and how it is with regard to all the years of the world, and unto eternity, till the new creation is accomplished, which dureth till eternity. And this is the first law of the luminaries. The luminary, the sun, has its rising in the eastern portals of the heaven, and its setting in the western portals of the heaven. And I saw six portals in which the sun rises, and six portals in which the sun sets, and the moon rises and sets in these portals, and the leaders of the stars, and those whom they lead, six in the east, and six in the west, all following each other in accurately corresponding order. Also, many windows to the right and left of these portals. And first, there goes forth the great luminary named the sun, and his circumference is like the circumference of the heaven, and he is quite filled with illuminating and heating fire. The chariot on which he ascends, the wind drives, and the sun goes down from the heaven and returns through the north in order to reach the east, and is so guided that he comes to the appropriate portal and shines in the face of the heaven. In this way, he rises in the first month in the great portal, which is the fourth portal in the east. And in that fourth portal from which the sun rises in the first month are 12 window openings, from which proceed a flame when they're opened in their season. When the sun rises in the heaven, it comes forth through that fourth portal 30 mornings in succession, and sets accurately in the fourth portal in the west of the heaven. And during this period, the day becomes daily longer, and the night nightly shorter to the 30th morning. On that day, the day is longer than the night by a ninth part, and the day amounts exactly to 10 parts, and the night to 8 parts. And the sun rises from that fourth portal and sets in the fourth and returns to the fifth portal of the east 30 mornings and rises from it and sets in the fifth portal. And then the day becomes longer by 2 parts and amounts to 11 parts, and the night becomes shorter and amounts to 7 parts, and returns to the east and enters into the sixth portal and rises and sets in the sixth portal 1 and 30 morning out of its sign. On that day, the day becomes longer than the night, and the day becomes double the night, and the day becomes 12 parts, and the night is shortened and becomes 6 parts. And the sun mounts up to make the day shorter and the night longer, and the sun returns to the east and enters into the sixth portal and rises from it and sets 30 mornings. And when 30 mornings are accomplished, the day decreases by exactly 1 part and becomes 11 parts, and the night 7. And the sun goes forth from that sixth portal in the west and goes to the east and rises in the fifth portal for 30 mornings and sets in the west again in the fifth western portal. On that day, the day decreases by 2 parts and amounts to 10 parts, and the night to 8 parts. And the sun goes forth from that fifth portal and sets in the fifth portal of the west and rises in the fourth portal for 1 and 30 mornings on account of its sign and sets in the west. On that day, the day is equalized with the night and becomes of equal length, and the night amounts to 9 parts and the day to 9 parts. And the sun rises from that portal and sets in the west and returns to the east and rises 30 mornings in the third portal and sets in the west in the third portal. And on that day, the night becomes longer than the day, and night becomes longer than night, and day shorter than day, till the 30th morning. And the night amounts exactly to 10 parts, and the day to 8 parts. And the sun rises from the third portal and sets in the third portal in the west and returns to the east. And for 30 mornings rises in the second portal in the east. And in like manner sets in the second portal in the west of the heaven. And on that day, the night amounts to 11 parts and the day to 7 parts. And the sun rises on that day from that second portal and sets in the west in the second portal and returns to the east into the first portal for 1 and 30 mornings and sets in the first portal in the west of the heaven. And on that day, the night becomes longer and amounts to double of the day. And the night amounts exactly to 12 parts and the day to 6.
I'm Larry. I know that finding the right attorney can be hard. They all look the same. I say, look for an attorney who can win. That's what I do. I win. What do I win?
Big.
That's what. Can I make a free rail kick shot? Probably. But I don't want to. No, I win against big insurance companies. Big money for my clients who've been injured in a car accident or hurt on the job. In fact, my law firm has been named... one of the most influential law firms in America. But don't just take that good-looking guy's word for it. The proof is in the pudding. Did I mention we'll come to you? I've delivered over $1 billion in wins. That's billion with a B. And that rhymes with C, which stands for copyright infringement. So don't quote me. But you can call me. And when you do, get ready to win.